So there's your sugar with a lot of sugar in your tea or coffee. And then at lunch, you're eating some bread, which breaks down into sugar right away. And you have to have a dessert. And the same with dinner. It's gluten, wheat products, and sugars, and a bit of protein. So you're constantly pushing the sugar. You're overloading your insulin, and you're trying to jam the sugar into the cells, causing the cells to finally say, no more sugar. And that's called insulin resistance.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. So we are having a return guest on here, Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is a naturopathic doctor. And she is really sharing her experience as in her multiple years of practice, where do things go off with women's hormones? And we go over the three buckets that impact women's hormones and where you should start looking. And she obviously has a lot of experience in this. She was actually the one I interviewed last year on magnesium, and we did such a big deep dive in magnesium, and it was such a good conversation. And so she came back. Now, I'm going to give you a very fair warning that my voice is 98% gone in this interview. So she just takes it away, and I love it. She's so fabulous. This is the second time I've had her on, and she did such a good job, and you'll learn so much, and I think you'll really love it. Now, she is also the founder of RNA Reset, and you guys remember from her episode that we did last year, we had talked about the Remag and silver and things like that and how useful those were. So if you, after hearing this, want to check out anything from there, I'm just going to let you know it is RNA, one word, Reset. And you can use the coupon code LEAH10. And I'm just sharing that because we have so many people after the last episode that wanted to try out her stuff. So I know you will as well after hearing her again. Hey, ladies. So we are back with Dr. Carolyn Dean. And I'm going to say back because you guys already know her. She did the episode on magnesium that you guys all really, really loved. So I have no voice, obviously. So she's really going to take over the podcast, and she's just going to share in her experience because she's been working with women for many, many years, like what she's doing for hormone balancing, like where you would go to start. What do we need to look at? So I'll let you take it over.
Well, thank you, Leah. Yeah. Take a break. Okay. So yes, I was in private practice in Toronto starting in 1979. And that was after I got my MD, and then I got my ND, naturopathic doctor. And I practiced mostly as a naturopath. And what I saw back then, Leah, was the chronic fatigue syndrome starting up, you know, in the early 80s. So what was that? That was mostly women who got stressed out, run down, trying to do too much, trying to have a career and family. So in terms of hormones, what happens when you have kids? Your thyroid punks out. Your adrenals punk out. And then because you don't have the support of those two parts of I call the tripod, then your sex hormones punk out. And then we started getting the perimenopause, where women were getting early menopause. I mean, my menopause came when I was 45. Should have been 55. But I was in New York doing AIDS research. It was massive stress. Mm-hmm. So there are layers to this. So what I started to do was look at that whole picture. And after the tripod, I put it into a card table because you have to look at the insulin as well, you know, your sugar balance, what's going on with insulin. So I finally, maybe about 10 years ago, I started talking about total body meltdown. And that sounds kind of rude, but, you know, all the mostly women would say, it's true. I am so tired. I just don't have, you know, I just don't have anything above my neck or below my waist. So what I started to look at around that same time, I was looking at minerals. And I know you're a big mineral hound, but what I did and what you know is that I created a type of mineral that is so well absorbed that the body takes it into the cells immediately. It's a picometer-sized stabilized ion of minerals, which is what the cells want. I think it's kind of what we used to get from plants and we used to kind of get from water, although I'm not quite sure, because this is a process where for years in a bottle, like a magnesium ion will stay as a magnesium ion and the chloride part will stay as a chloride. So it's a huge breakthrough. And with the breakthrough by women getting enough magnesium and then their multiple minerals, I started to see the thyroid getting supported. There are 9 minerals that the thyroid requires to make thyroid hormones. 9. It's not just iodine. And then people say, oh, well, you need selenium too. No, you need 9 minerals. And it's like, oh my gosh, because what has happened in nutritional medicine as well as allopathic, you wait until your thyroid is dead or pretty punked out, and then you give thyroid hormone replacement. It could be the synthetic drug that, you know, a fair number of people have problems with, or a desiccated type thyroid that really doesn't give you all your minerals, because the animals aren't getting minerals either if you get your desiccated thyroid from animals. So the thyroid needs that support. And personally, I was able to get off my armor thyroid after 6 weeks of taking these minerals. So I thought, wow, okay, good start. And then you look at the adrenals. What's happening again with women and the pregnancy? And it could be pregnancy and childbirth, or it could be the women taking care of their elderly parents. I mean, that's very similar. The diapers come out, you know, the sleepless nights, the calls in the middle of the night. Your adrenals are, you know, they're there to sort of supercharge you to get through, you know, terrible fight or flight times. It's not lions and tigers anymore. What do the adrenals need? They need sodium. What has medicine been telling people for decades? Don't use salt. When a person, male, female, has a blood pressure issue from stress and from magnesium deficiency, usually, they're told, don't drink too much water and don't eat salt, so that your what? Your volume, your blood volume decreases, you're dehydrated, your cells aren't getting the water they need for all the processes. It's just so counterintuitive. So for the adrenals, you need the salt. If you stand up quickly and get dizzy, that's your blood pressure is dropping, but that's your adrenals. And what else do you need for your adrenals? The B vitamins, but you need them food-based and methylated. This whole MTHFR business is, and it's not a gene, problem. What am I trying? It's a gene variation. It's not a gene, you know, impossible to treat problem. Like we seem to be told, oh, your genes are all messed up. Sidebar, I'm not keen at all on 23andMe, you know, the public gene assessment, because what do? They say, oh, here are the top 100 genes that are abnormal. What is a person going to do with that? I think it's so inappropriate. So we need the B vitamins. We need the salt from sea salt.
Yes.
And we need vitamin C. Vitamin C is huge in the adrenals, huge in the eyes, huge in any soft tissue in the body. huge in your arteries, huge in your bones. This the soft tissue scaffolding of bones is vitamin C from collagen and magnesium. Sidebar again, why they say it's the bones are all about the calcium is when you burn bones to ash and then you analyze the ash, it's mostly calcium. Oh, there's no magnesium here. Okay, let's give you, you know, 2,000 milligrams of calcium so that you develop arthritis and heart disease. So magnesium is also very important for the adrenals. You keep pushing your adrenals in the fight or flight. Even when your blood sugar goes low, your adrenals will kick in. So you keep pushing your adrenals, then you're burning off magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin C. And if you're not replacing them, your adrenals are just going to get weaker and weaker. So there's your thyroid, there's your adrenals. And then blood sugar. What do people know about sugar? It gives them some energy and it makes them feel happy. So if your energy is low and you're just so tired and kind of sad and apathetic, you eat more sugar. And I know that's kind of simplistic, but also sugary things, you know, junk food things, it's, you know, there's a real big push right now on processed food, but those things are easy. And they're made easy, they're made addictive by the junk food companies to sell their product. It's got nothing to do with health. So then with all that sugar that the body has to deal with, it has to push it away. It has to get rid of it. Pre-diabetes and in diabetes, you have sugar in your urine. And that's because the body is trying to push it out because it can't deal with it. You put it into the cells, but then if you don't metabolize it, that sugar changes into a crystalline form that starts kind of attacking your mitochondria and everything. That's getting into the complexity. But I think one of the big things about too much sugar is it's an antagonist of vitamin C. The sugar molecule and the vitamin C molecule are very similar. I mean, they're different. Let's say rotations, but there's a couple of atoms in the sugar that's different from vitamin C, but not enough not enough for the body to treat them separately.
Oh, kind of like the thyroid and antibodies and gluten.
Yes, exactly. It's like the receptors accept a sugar or vitamin C. The receptor sites in the thyroid, like you say, accept gluten antibodies and thyroid antibodies. So the vitamin C and the sugar fight for entrance into the cells. If you have more sugar than you do vitamin C, the sugar's getting into the cells, creating those crystals and doing damage. And that's huge. Like you say, you didn't know that. And I think that's one of the underlying reasons why we have so much collagen problems, because we're bumping out our vitamin C, not letting it into the cells to do its work. It's fascinating. Oh. And then, of course, just the constant, you know, you eat your toast with jam in the morning, so there's your sugar with a lot of sugar in your tea or coffee. And then at lunch, you're eating some bread, which breaks down into sugar right away. And you have to have a dessert. And the same with dinner. It's gluten, wheat products, and sugars, and a bit of protein. So you're constantly pushing the sugar. You're overloading your insulin. And you're trying to jam the sugar into the cells, causing the cells to finally say, no more sugar, and that's called insulin resistance.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there's a common sense to how our thyroid, adrenals, our insulin, and then, as I said, the sex hormones, they're depending on support from the adrenals and support from the thyroid. I mean, the adrenals are making female hormone precursors. We use the adrenals, but if they're already weakened, they're not going to help with the hormones. And then, you know, we get this, you know, new disease called perimenopause. It didn't exist before all this horrible stress. And then the question is, so you can save your voice, what do we do about it? And it's obvious. The building blocks that are necessary are the magnesium, a multiple mineral, a whole food vitamin C, plus extra ascorbic acid to make as much collagen as we can. And what have I left? Well, then the omega-3s and the vitamin D, where do they come in? They help to make the cell membrane be strong and able to resist foreign whatever. Because if you have a leaky membrane, everything just goes into the cell. And a lot of good stuff comes out. And I think, you know, the bottom, kind of one of the bottom lines, after you look at just the nutrients, looking at the physiology, I got very interested in mitochondria, as everybody has. But the last book I wrote after, this is the second last book on magnesium. I think we might have talked about that last March, but maybe not, Leah. I don't know. So the book I've just finished is The Complete Guide to Mental Health. And it's kind of a sidebar, but it's so important in our general health. In the brain, there are neurons. They're not called brain cells. They're called neurons. Yeah. I think there's like 86 trillion. In each neuron, there's 2 million mitochondria.
Wow.
In comparison, in the heart cells, there's 5,000 mitochondria per cell. Wow. I used to think the heart had the most magnesium, and I'm throwing magnesium in there because in mitochondria, there's the Krebs cycle that makes energy. And what's necessary to make energy is magnesium. It's in several steps of the Krebs cycle, but all the researchers, they'll say, look, it's MG-ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate has to have magnesium attached to it to be the energy molecule it is. And, you know, we'd say, oh my gosh, you know, the brain needs so much energy. We never really knew that, but we did. You know, we learn in our nutrition classes that the brain utilizes 20% of the body's glucose. It's burning away, and it's burning away because of all those mitochondria. On my Monday radio show, I can't help but talk about this every week. 2 million mitochondria. So that means all the people with their brain fog and thinking, well, I guess I'm ready for my dementia. You know, all the people who are saying we have so much brain disease now, maybe they just need magnesium.
There are two mushrooms that have just truly been such a game changer for some of my clients. And I wanted to share them with you because I think that you will start to notice a difference with these as well. We don't talk about these two enough, so we're going to talk about them some more because they're not the I am boosting libido and energy mushrooms, which are fun and exciting. These are the mushrooms that work silently behind the scenes and just change your life. So one of those is lion's mane. I have a lot of clients with Lyme disease and mold, and you know, that can really do a number on our mental health and anxiety and our sleep. And lion's mane is really high in ergothionine, which is very, very useful for helping your brain detox. So I actually recommend taking it before bed. I started doing that, I don't know, quite a few months ago. And I can't recommend it enough. Like, definitely give it a shot and see how you feel with that. If you want more focus and mental clarity, I would do it in the morning. You can't really go wrong. But the other one that I pair it with, so I like pairing these two together, is chaga. Now, the reason why is chaga is known for its sky-high antioxidant content. And what does antioxidants do? What do? They fight inflammation. Now, when inflammation is chronic and uncontrolled, it leads to that oxidative stress, cellular damage, And chaga is literally one of the foods that has the highest antioxidant content ever, ever. And when we think of chronic gut inflammation, inflammatory bowel disease, any type of inflammation, it's fueled by something called TNF-alpha, which is one of your inflammatory markers. And research shows that chaga can naturally lower TNF-alpha levels. That's insane. And I have literally been pairing these two with so many of my clients, the chaga and the lion's mane, and they are just telling me, oh my goodness, my mental health is so much better. I have so much more clarity. My sleep is so much better. You know, they don't feel so in pain and puffy and all of these things. I just, such a powerhouse. Now, you guys know I talk about this. It's so important to make sure you're getting the correct dosage of these to actually be getting these benefits. And that's why I use Aversio Wellness, because most companies out there, they're giving you 500 milligrams, which isn't anywhere near the therapeutic dosage that you need to actually see these benefits. And so Aversio Wellness has such a high extraction ratio with their mushroom, and they use fruiting body only. And so I can take one capsule of chaga, one capsule, and reach the therapeutic dosage that I need to see these benefits versus having to take a million of them. So one of their jars of chaga is a 2-month supply. So literally so worth it. Lion's mane and chaga. So lion's mane, they call Focus Now, and chaga, they call Protect Now. It's going to be the blue and the teal jars. So go to aversiowellness.com, that's E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com, and use the coupon code Leah to save 15% on every order, which is literally incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like I paid you to say all that.
I listened to your podcast, so I know what you're saying. And yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, it's so important. Magnesium is my ride or die, like pried it out of my cold, dark, dead hands. So can you tell us, you talked about some supplements there. You talked about a multi-mineral or something. Can you tell me what those are a little bit?
Sure. Now, the FDA won't let me say the names of my products on.
It's okay. We'll describe them very well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and they love me saying this, Leah, because they want people to know how powerful they are, that they can, they can cause me to have laryngitis every once in a while. So a multiple mineral, this is what it looks like. And I did use it to focus on the thyroid. You've got your iodine, but at the RDA. I mean, remember a few years ago, this is another sidebar, they were saying you need 50 grams or some 50 milligrams, not micrograms, 50 milligrams of iodine a day. And that came out of the breast cancer research. And they thought, oh, if we can treat breast cancer with all that iodine, maybe we should use a ton of iodine to prevent breast cancer. But it flipped on a lot of people. It's just too much. Because what happens, here's the way I visualize what's happening with the thyroid hormones. You've got like a train going along, and each boxcar has a mineral. So you start with your iodine, and then you go to selenium, and then maybe you go to boron, and then you go to zinc, and then you go to molybdenum, and then you go to magnesium, you go to calcium, you go to the, you know, there's probably one, copper. So all of those minerals are necessary for the forward progression of making your thyroid hormone. If you pump yourself up with iodine, you're going to use up all those minerals real quick. And then the downstream is that you don't have your thyroid hormone production, and you have to take synthetic or natural thyroid hormone replacement. Now, iodine is very important. It gets into the cells. It helps the macrophages fight things. And, you know, iodine, if you're deficient in it, you know, you get the goiter, and there's mental retardation in the offspring, which is where I go back to the pregnancies. I have a big consumer community with the Amish, and they have a lot of children, And they really need these minerals to make sure that the thyroid stays strong throughout all their pregnancies. So those are the minerals. That's what it does. And it's just crucial. I cannot stress enough the need for women, you know, even if you've just had the one child. I got pregnant once and had a miscarriage, and it took me a year to sort of feel normal. Now, that was way before I've been using all my formulas. And the formulas I made were based on, you know, what's really going on with people? What's the bottom line? Do we really need all these esoteric herbs and everything?
Yeah.
Sidebar again, I got turned off herbs when my AIDS research that I was doing in New York in the early 90s using a homeopathic acupuncture herbal combination of Chinese herbs. Come to find out, you cannot trust herbs that aren't certified organic or wildcrafted.
Yeah. I'm always like, choose your herbs wisely. I like only buy herbs from like two places.
Your best friend and their best friend.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to know you personally to buy your herbs.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got away from, I mean, I was very into herbs and then got away from that because it went further, Leah, when I thought, okay, let's make capsules of these Chinese herbs and see if that can help, you know, in chronic fatigue and AIDS. And a huge manufacturing company that I went to start the preliminary negotiations, I said, well, what happens if the herbs come and, you know, they're infested with something or they don't pass the heavy metal test and the chemical test? Oh, well, we treat them. You know, we put the nitrous oxide in for pests and, you know, we decontaminate. I mean, they have all this process written out how they clean up the herbs. I said, does any of that ever get on the label? And no. So in the final testing, if it happens to pass, then it's safe to go into your whatever formulas, but you don't know what it's been through. You don't know the residues. This is my concern with, here's another sidebar, with omega-3 fish products, because the oceans are so contaminated now. You can take a sample of ocean water from anywhere and find contamination. So the fish are, you know, whatever, swallowing all these heavy metals. So the fish liver is sent to some, I don't know if it's Norway or Sweden or whatever, some big processing plant where they do all kinds of chemical and I don't know what else processing of the fish livers to get rid of the contamination. And then they put it in capsules and tell you, oh, here's your natural fish oil. That's why I work with omega-3 algae, which I can, you know, it's supposed to be organic and all the rest of it. I can only pray.
Yeah. No, we use algae, spirulina, chlorella, all the good stuff. That's kind of sad, though. Like, when you think about all the supplement companies and what they put out and what's in the products. And that's why I'm literally not lying, you guys, when I tell you, like, look for testing on your products. Know the brand. Don't be buying your supplements from Kroger and Amazon. And, you know, it's just, they're just so full of all of these things that you're probably trying to get rid of in the first place, which is incredibly frustrating.
Well, you know, Leah, let me just interject. All the brands that I used to use, you know, decades ago, because I've been at this for 50 years, I found that most of those brands have been bought up by a big, like Nestle, for example. You just go down the list. I don't have them at the tip of my tongue right now, but they're all being bought up by big food and big pharma.
Yeah.
And right away, because when Natural Calm was bought up and the company that eventually went down the line, oh, a natural company bought it. And then, well, a semi-natural company bought it from the other company. And now it belongs to something like Nestle. And they called me and said, what would you advise we do? I said, well, I've got a competing product. I don't think I'm going to talk to you guys. So they changed everything. They are beholden to their stockholders so that it has to be as cheap as possible so they can make as much money as possible. When I was doing a lot of health conferences, talking about magnesium and my first magnesium book, The Magnesium Miracle, mm-hmm. I get a lot of attention from the magnesium companies, and they use my book and they quote me to sell their products. Mm. And it was very frustrating. I kind of took their pulse when I went to them and I said, look, I'm very magnesium deficient, but I get the laxative effect if I take more than like 50 milligrams of magnesium. And turns out I need like 1,000 milligrams right now. And they said, oh no, it's too expensive or whatever. So that's where I found a chemist, and he had this incredible process. It's an 18-step proprietary process to stabilize these ions of magnesium and the other minerals. Well, the supplement companies, they don't want to know, and I don't think practitioners want to register that there's something new on the block. So that's where I'm at right now, because you mentioned, and I mentioned the magnesium citrate of Natural Calm, and then they made it magnesium glycinate because supposedly, and we've heard the stories that it's better, quote, absorbed. Well, there really are not proper absorption studies of magnesium. A proper absorption study has to use ionized magnesium blood levels.
Oh, okay.
They just look at serum magnesium, even on your electrolyte panel from your doctor, you don't even see magnesium because nobody even trusts the serum magnesium blood test. So if they pretend to do an absorption study, what they did with the magnesium L-threonate.
Yeah.
Many years ago, it was, I think, a rat or a mouse study, and they compared threonate to probably magnesium citrate. They did a cerebral spinal fluid magnesium level, which was probably serum. And for a 7% increase from the magnesium citrate, they said, our magnesium is the best in the world. It's the only one that gets into your brain because it's so much higher in the cerebrospinal fluid than magnesium citrate, 7%. So their marketing money was probably higher than their research funding for money. So they just said to everybody, and that was, maybe I had my product out, but I was also saying that, look, all the early studies on magnesium were using magnesium oxide, which we all know now is only 4% absorbed. It's a great laxative, for the 50% of the country that's constipated. But magnesium oxide studies all showed improvements in brain health. So for the magnesium L-threonate to say, oh, well, we're the best, it was pretty much a marketing fib. So what happens with all the magnesium compounds, which is what people will see, oh, we've got 9 different magnesiums, ours is the best. It's like, well, your body just have to work really hard to try to get the magnesium out of that compound. Because what happens, as I've said a couple of times, you need a magnesium ion or selenium ion, copper ion. You need the ions. And in the bloodstream, in a liquid, a mm-hmm. magnesium compound will disassociate into its two parts. But it'll disassociate, cool. Like in an instant, it'll be back bound up, especially magnesium. Magnesium is hyperreactive. Magnesium is used as the fuse on what are those called out there? Fireworks. mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember in chemistry class in high school, they'd give us a little magnesium paper and we'd touch a Bunsen burner to it and it would. Phew. So anyway, magnesium is going to bind right back up. So it's not going to be available to get into the cells. And if you don't have an ionized magnesium blood test to show you, well, how many ions are kind of available at any one time? Because they're going in and out and in and out all the time. It's highly inaccurate. So you've got all these compounds and they make up this marketing lingo to say, well, you know, we've got this magnesium taurate and that'll extra help your heart with the taurine. And I'm saying, look, if you are magnesium deficient, you want magnesium. You're not looking for the taurine. When I'm talking about, I know the numbers on magnesium L-threonate, so I'll continue to beat up on them. You'll see on a label that you need 3 capsules of magnesium L-threonate to get 144 milligrams of elemental magnesium, which you don't even know if it's going to be absorbed because it's attached. In the work I did, when I finally got my magnesium, I had to take 1,200 milligrams of my stabilized ion of magnesium.
Oh, that's so much.
1,200 to get my heart palpitations and my neck pain and my insomnia, my leg cramps, and, you know, eye twitching.
Yeah.
But I was still high functioning. But I had to take 1,200 milligrams, and I didn't even have the laxative effect because it was going straight into the cells. It wasn't hanging out in the bloodstream, going through the kidneys and being urinated out, going through the intestines and causing the laxative effect. So it's a huge breakthrough for people who could be suffering up to, I have a list of 68 magnesium deficiency diseases that I'm not allowed to really talk about. So you can have so many symptoms of magnesium deficiency that are misdiagnosed. You know, the migraines, the tension, headaches, the heart palpitations, the leg cramps, the heart disease itself. But the only health claim that magnesium can make is for blood pressure. But that's huge. I mean, how huge is that? Because what happens with people who are under massive stress, they're magnesium deficient, they go for their annual checkup and their blood pressure is too high. And, oh, you know, your blood pressure's been high a couple of times. It's time we put you on a diuretic, like we said earlier. Let's drain the fluid out of your body and dehydrate you so your blood pressure will be lowered. You come back a month later and your blood pressure's worse because you've been dehydrated and the diuretic takes out your magnesium. Oh, well, your blood pressure's worse. We caught it just in time. No, they caused it. Let's give you 2 more blood pressure drugs, both of which are going to cause more problem. One of them, Leah, is a calcium channel blocker. And what's a natural calcium channel blocker? Is magnesium. Magnesium solubilizes calcium in the bloodstream, directs it to the bones and teeth, and keeps it out of the arteries where it could be hanging out with cholesterol that's working to band-aid the little tears in your arteries caused by lack of vitamin C and collagen.
Beef organs are truly like nature's multivitamin, but I'm with you. Kind of think they're gross. I still am a little grossed out by them. And yet I know I need them, okay? And I use Paleo Valley Organ Complex because it's encapsulated and I don't have to taste it. And it does an amazing job. So I am not new to beef organs. I've used beef organs before I came across Paleo Valley. And I noticed one distinct difference. I know I've told you this, but I'm going to tell you again. I took these. I used to be able to take the other beef organs whenever. And I took these Paleo Valley ones in the afternoon, probably around 2-3 p.m. I had such a hard time sleeping and I couldn't figure out why. And then I put 2 and 2 together that I had started these that's how much of a difference I noticed in my energy. So I take them in the morning now, and I have absolutely no issue with it. But what a game changer. Like, if you notice that distinct of a difference, what a game changer in quality. Their Beef Orion Complex has grass-fed beef liver, heart, and kidney. So these are really high in CoQ10. They're really high in B vitamins. And kidney actually is going to naturally help with digestion. So what is not to love about this? So I actually pair it with the Essential C Complex because vitamin C helps you utilize iron better. So I combine both of these, especially for support in pregnancy. I love them. They're my go-tos. I literally have this on subscription with the beef organs because I don't want to run out. Like, I can't run out of those. So I highly recommend, if you are using beef organs or you've been looking into them, but you're kind of grossed out by the taste, definitely give Paleo Valley Beef Organs a shot. I love them and I will keep using them. They work so well. If you notice that much of a difference in your energy, and I've had multiple people tell me the exact same thing. After a week, they're like, I've noticed a difference in my energy. Go for it. It's nature's multivitamin. Just go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can just use the coupon code Leah at checkout to save 15%. That's PaleoValley. And the coupon code is LEAH.
So there we spin around. You've got these arteries and they need collagen from vitamin C. They have, you know, little tears in them that then cholesterol comes along and puts a Band-Aid on. They're doing a good thing. And then if you don't have enough magnesium to solubilize your calcium, calcium will attach itself. And there you have your plaque, and cholesterol becomes a bad guy. And it's not. I mean, Linus Pauling, decades ago, he was working with vitamin C. And what do we all remember about Linus? Oh, yeah, vitamin C for the common cold. No, he was working on heart disease. And all that work was suppressed. None of it really went to big clinical trials. But it's his high dose, like 10 grams of vitamin C a day, that was making the collagen that would heal the arteries.
So everyone should be taking 10 milligrams of vitamin C, or 10 grams. That's a lot.
10,000 milligrams. Yeah. Here's the book you read on that, Leah. It's called Practicing Medicine Without a License. The work of Linus Pauling. And it's very compelling. And it does make a lot of sense. And it's another one of these suppressed things. It's like magnesium has been suppressed. Doctors don't even measure it. You know, one of my other big things is yeast overgrowth. Yeah. And that's very suppressed. You know, they just say, well, you know, small intestinal, bacterial overgrowth is the problem with the gut, not yeast. And for that condition, SIBO, they give antibiotics, which makes more yeast. So there, so many things have been ignored or suppressed in medicine, for sure.
Yeah, I always hear you in my head when someone gets diagnosed with high blood pressure, and I'm like, but you just need more magnesium. Yeah. Okay, so let's say, I don't know, where do people start? Like, let's say they want to start making some changes here. Let's give them something actionable they can take from this episode. What should they do?
They should start drinking water.
Oh, okay.
Remember we talked about salt? So. Yep. Take your body weight in pounds, divide that in half, and it's that many ounces you need. You know, 100 pounds, you're going to need 50 ounces of water. And in each quarter liter of that water, you put at least a quarter teaspoon of a good colorful sea salt. If you take a white sea salt, it means it's been processed and you've lost the minerals. And you drink that through the day. If you don't want to get up at night, don't drink it late in the day. And then magnesium. Open your cupboard. Everybody's got a magnesium, but you haven't been taking it right. If it's a capsule, put it in your drinking water. Drink it through the day. If it's tablets, you know, split them up or just take them, you know, 3-4 times a day. if you take it all at once, it will be more dramatic on your intestines because you've overloaded your cells and it just dumps it. So, and then of course, you know, I'll say that you can come to my magnesium, which is a liquid. It's the stabilized ion, and you can take enough to get rid of 80% of known metabolic function problems, because that's what magnesium is necessary for. 80% of known metabolic functions. They talk about 300 or so enzymes that magnesium, whatever populates or motivates, but it's more like 800.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even say 1,000, because every time they study something, oh, look, where magnesium is right there.
Yeah.
So there's those two things. And then, you know, maybe I jump to diet and say, you know, quit the sugar. If you've got your magnesium helping you with all these other functions, then that's going to give you more energy, better sleep, less cramping, less stress, and you'll have more motivation to make your food. You know, my sidebar occupation besides my dietary supplement company is a biodynamic organic farm here on Maui, because I'm so committed to good food. But I cannot just eat off the farm without getting my symptoms back. So that lets me know, it's like we have so many layers of stress and maybe layers of infection and layers of radiation and all these layers of toxicity that our body has to process. And one of the major things that processes toxins is magnesium. Here's an interesting story, Leo. When people start taking just my liquid magnesium, because that's, you know, that's where people start. It's like the gateway drug. After about 2 or 3 months, they start calling customer service. I have a robust customer service. And they say, oh, my tongue is coated. Oh, I'm getting gas and bloating. Oh, I'm getting these itchy rashes. I thought magnesium is working. What's wrong? And what's wrong is your immune system is finally able to go to the priority of your yeast being overgrown, crawling up into your small intestine, causing leaky gut because it irritates, and distributing the yeast toxins into your bloodstream. Some of them go to your thyroid. Some of them go to your skin and cause symptoms. So what we say, okay, then let's use our silver and our antifungal, which is a Saccharomyces boulardii, humic fulvic, you know, the inulin, the basics. And another thing, Leah, I had a lot of yeast overgrowth. So here I am, magnesium deficient, yeast overgrowth. I had the mercury fillings as a kid. I had the birth control pill, lot of stress, addicted to sugar. So I had yeast. And you know, when I found out about yeast overgrowth in my naturopathic training, I said, oh my gosh. So I think it was like 10 years, no sugar, no wheat, no dairy. People would come up to me and I said, well, just let me smell it. It was just, it was horrible. And it, I mean, maybe it helped a bit, but it wasn't until I realized, okay, I need a daily gentle antifungal. The Saccharomyces boulardii is a miracle. It's used for childhood diarrhea. It's so safe. It's called a probiotic as well as a gentle antifungal. I need something every day because I am not going to stop eating, you know, the fruit in Maui, for Pete's sakes. I need some bread every once in a while. So there are things that you can do on a daily basis without being fanatic. I mean, you know how many times we hear, oh, you have allergies, oh, you have this, you have, well, stop eating that, don't eat that, don't do that. You cannot live with all these, you know, negatives. When people say, well, you can't start my therapies until you stop all these things. We never say that, because we're able to say, get your hydration and your sea salt. get your my liquid magnesium going, you'll start feeling better, and then you can start getting cooking better food. And here's another thing that happens is people, when they're sleeping better, they're more productive. When people are getting their nutrients, you know, when they get into my multiple mineral and then my B complex and omega-3 algae and the vitamin D, that's all you need to get your cells stabilized. And when you get there, you're not craving coffee anymore. You're not craving cigarettes. Your muscles are, I mean, seriously, I'm 75 and I feel more like in my 30s, because in my 30s, I had magnesium deficiency. So I was just tight and, you know, I kept my adrenaline going that then gave me early menopause. So I was feeding off my internal organs. And then when you start getting the nutrients you need, you get you get healthy at the cellular level instead of looking at, oh, this organ is bad, let's treat that. And unfortunately, naturopaths are going through for the organs. They're going for the diseases and say, oh, well, take these five supplements. I've had, when I used to do telephone consulting, I've had people on 100 pills a day.
Come on, Lanta.
You know, oh, well, you've got this symptom, take these things. Oh, you're still not feeling. And what with 100 pills, what was their main complaint? Digestive upsets because of all the binders and fillers and crap in the pills.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I do get some clients that come in and they're taking I think the highest amount I've seen was 30 supplements. And I'm not saying pills. I was 30 different supplements. And then each of those supplements was multiple pills. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Let me just, one last thing about that comes to mind. We tell people, you know, well, watch out for doctors. They're just going to give you drugs. But doctors are important for diagnoses.
Yeah.
But then you say, go to a naturopath. The last report I had from a friend was her naturopath was charging $700 an hour. Which is, I mean, maybe she's a genius, but, you know, she's not using my formulas, so she can't be doing it right. So $700. So people are just up against it. And that's where you come in, you know, with your classes and courses and support and everything.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Yeah. Well, there's so many lifestyle adjustments and changes that need to be made, I think, to truly get healthy. Mm-hmm. And people have questions, you know, that's mm-hmm. where I love naturopaths. Don't get me wrong. I love naturopaths. I love functional doctors, but I definitely think the missing thing is that when you go there, you go for one visit, right? And then you don't see them again for 4 to 6 weeks. And you have all these questions. In the meantime, you don't stick to your protocol and you can't figure out your food and you weren't able to adjust supplements. You know, it's, you know, it can get really, really tricky. So I think everything has its time and a place, you know? If someone has a marker pop on a test, that's really interesting, I guess I'll say. I do refer them out to a doctor. I was like, let's go bring your doctor into this conversation, you know, because they do play a part. That's important. So thank you so much. I'm going to, in the intro, I'm going to put the link for your supplements so people can grab those with the discount link, because I know the last time we did an episode on this, magnesium went wild. So I know it will go wild again.
And then my educational site, I'll get Savvy to send you drcarolyndean.com, because I've got the Monday radio show and I've got the blogs going and everything. And I've recently, my radio show, they finally talked me into doing video. I was just doing audio. I know. So I've got my screen.
Yeah, and my plant.
Oh my gosh! Because you know you have to feed social media. That's all it's about now.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this. I mean, you're in your hundreds of podcasts, right?
Yeah. So I've been doing podcasting since, I don't know. I think this is my fourth year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So look, I'm not going to keep you. You go rest. Thank you. It was a great interview. You let me
Thank you so much. No, I'm glad you did that because now my voice had time to recover. So it was very good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.